You are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight's cabaret is an encore broadcast originally aired in July of 2019. And good evening. You are tuned to the Cabaret Show here on KGNU. We hear live local music each and every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Tonight, I'm really excited to have Band Pass featuring Michael O'Neill on guitars and effects and Sam Fuqua on bass effects and other things with strings in the corner. Let you guys play for a bit, then we'll come back and chat later on in the show. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We're Bandpass. All Mike switches guitars. We'll let you know you're listening to the KGNU Cabaret. Thank you. Start with the bass.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Tonight's episode of the Cabaret was recorded in July of 2019. And if you're just tuning in to the Cabaret Show here on KGNU this evening, we have Band Pass featuring Mike O'Neill on guitar and effects, Sam Fuqua on guitar, bass, and effects. Both of you gentlemen have been playing music around the community for quite a while, playing together. For how many years have you been?
Oh, over 25 years.
Over 25 probably. Years.
Yeah. Off and on.
Yeah, somewhere 90 or so? I don't know.
Yeah, in the early
90s. Yeah.
Early 90s, yeah. And it's great to have you back on the Cabaret. It's been a few years, I think, having you as a duo.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Nice listening on the other side of the glass and in the room as well.
Good, good. Well, we started, we did Carla Bley composition called On Infinitum. And then after that, the Beefheart Variations, which was put together by Michael. Excerpts, or in some cases, complete tunes from the Captain, arranged for the duo, which is really interesting.
Without a drummer.
Yeah, no drummer.
John French really is the glue for that magic band, but started with Pachuco Cadaver, went into A Carrot Is As Close As A Rabbit Ever Gets to a Diamond, followed by Sweet Sweet Bulbs, Hair Pie Bake 2, and then ending with Veterans Day Poppy, which concludes Trout Mask Replica.
And then you wrapped up that set with the improvisational piece, or was that part of the Beefheart?
That was Sam's piece.
That was just improvisational, but we got to use some interesting effects on that.
Do you want to talk more about some of the gear and effects you're using?
Oh, sure. I guess the thing is, the last 10 years or so, maybe 15 years, has been a golden age for guitar effects, which are these signal processing boxes that you'll see at the feet of many a guitarist or bassist or other instrumentalist. And they just, they process and warp and change the signal in different ways, and it's just kind of an incredible renaissance from when I was a kid, and there was a few companies making effects. There's now dozens and dozens of small manufacturers making these things, and, you know, I feel like I'm supporting small businesses when I blow a lot of money on effects. I have a thing by a company called Maris. That's like a husband and wife and one other guy in Los Angeles. I have a couple things by Iron Ether. That's a guy named Tyler in Portland. I have one that one that was kind of chirpy robotic. That's Montreal Assembly, Count to Five, and that's a guy named Scott in Montreal. So I think it's cool that there's just these people out there who are into seeing what kind of sounds they can make, and they put them in boxes for people like Mike and I to use. So. We have probably between us, we have at least a dozen of these things.
do either of you feel like there's like one either technology advancement or some like watershed effect that someone built that really kind of opened the door to a lot of this creativity that now
there
are tons of?
I think partly, you know, the availability of digital chips and processing power, putting those in the little boxes has really opened up many doors. I don't know if there's one effect I could point to.
Yeah, I end up using a volume pedal more than anything, which is old school. But what I like about these new things is they're not just the usual delay, flange, distortion, but they just have a lot of user interface, expression pedal capability to just really warp time. You can change a loop and keep it in... You could slow it down and keep it in the same pitch, or change the pitch and keep the same tempo. I mean, it's just stuff you'd never dream of even 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I have to tune while we're talking.
Right. And you've now switched to a 12-string guitar.
Yes.
This is Michael O'Neill on the 12-string.
And Sam on the 6. This is our acoustic Led Zeppelin moment of the evening.
Yeah, it'll take us a little while to get there, but...
Well, we do like to feature live tuning on the Cabaret Show.
Yeah. A lot of it coming from me, and...
Mike has some really great guitars, in addition to Fender Stratocaster. He's got this weird, like, semi-electric acoustic one that...
Yeah, the Godin, cool. The more jazzy thing.
I'm just tuning an ancient Harmony guitar, which was a mass manufacturer of guitars for themselves and for catalog department stores in the 50s and 60s. So
I think I still have my Harmony banjo. It's made out of Bakelite.
Bakelite.
Yeah.
A synthetic material.
Yes.
Made great instruments.
And insulation properties, right?
So the other thing Mike and I do that we always like to plug, or I do, is there's this outfit called the Colorado Art Rock Society, which is for devotees of art rock and progressive rock, and they do an annual thing called Progfest, which is at a bar in Littleton. Bands sign up to do 20, 25-minute sets, typically of their favorite progressive rock tunes. So you get to learn these weird, complex things that, you know, many of us listened to when we were kids, and then perform them. So that's a real kick. And Mike has been doing that with me for several years. Last year, nailed the guitar solo on Firth the Fifth by Genesis, for example. So you can just look up Colorado Art Rock Society on Facebook, and it's, you know, it's every October or November down in Littleton. So that's a fun thing if you're into prog rock at all.
Things you never thought you would hear live are happening there. It's
It's quite a thing.
Because X amount of the originators are no longer with us.
That's right. I'm going to get a little mic adjustment from George for this next piece and we have just some acoustic guitars here to play with now. And thanks again for having us, George. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. And, once again, band pass, Mike O'Neill, Sam Fuqua, on the cabaret here on KGNU.
You all set?
Did you give me the sheets?
I think I did. With the rundown of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on your stand at some point. We can wing it.
Not that I don't know this by heart.
Yeah. Well, while we look for that.
Here it is. I got it.
For you gearheads, my electric bass is a Music Master from the 70s, which was the budget line of basses that Fender made in the 1970s. And was the first bass I ever had when I was a kid. And so it's a nice short scale.
Are those Labellas or Rotosounds, or what do you got on there?
I think those are Labella flat wounds for the short scale bass. Yeah, so that's the bass being used tonight. Fun little, anyway. You all set, sir?
If we can do a 3-second sound check, let's hear your volume.
Sure. All right. So we'll continue.
Thank you.
We have another instrument change going on. This is Bandpass featuring Michael O'Neill on Sanfuqua and guitars effects of acoustic and electric variety.
Yeah. Well, we'll start this final installment of the KGNU Cabaret with Lerner and Lowe. Yeah, this is my parents had this record and they played it around the house. It's a great, great soundtrack album. The musical is called My Fair Lady, and this is my favorite song from that. Thank you.
band pass with us on the KGNU Cabaret this evening. Michael O'Neill, Sam Fuqua, Michael on guitars and effects, Sam on bass. Would one of you talk to, about the appeal of the My Fair Lady soundtrack as an inspiration for? We had a guitar player in here recently, you know, Sean McGowan.
Who, he did a whole CD of it. Yeah,
they're just it's just amazingly beautiful melodies. You know, I think first and foremost, I mean, the movie's great. You know, the story's great based on Pygmalion by George Bernard Shaw. But Lerner and Lowe, they were just, you know, one of the great duos of composition for popular musicals in the mid-20th century, and they just hit it out of the park on that one. I mean, in addition to On the Street Where You Live, you know, Wouldn't It Be Loverly, that's a nice one from that. I'm Getting Married in the Morning, that's a beautiful one. I Could Have Danced All Night, right? The Rain in Spain, you know, it's just got many, many melodies that just get in your head and won't leave you.
Yeah.
And
this is in my head in the middle of the night when I wake up.
Yeah. And just, you know, and are obviously open to broad interpretation. So, yeah. And it's great. Well, thanks for having us, George.
Well, it's great having you.
Appreciate it.
A lot of fun hanging out. This has been Band Pass on tonight's Cabaret, featuring Michael O'Neill on guitar and effects, Sam Fuqua on guitar, bass, and effects, from a program recorded in July of 2019. This is listener-supported KGNU. Stay tuned for Corriente at the top of the hour.
And it is 8 o'clock straight up. You are listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, Netherlands, and online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. This is Elena with you on Corriente. Sorry for a little abrupt ending. Had no control over that, but we will get to some music after a couple of programming announcements.
Musica Mundi is Latin for Music of the World. On Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., this international show spans the globe in musical styles. From obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles, you'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
And again, Corriente with you until 10 o'clock. If there's something that you'd like to hear, you can write dj@kgnu.org or you can give a call cuando no estoy hablando, when I'm not talking, 303-442-4242. Tonight, we'll have some music, some old, some new, and also a short phone interview with Kiki Valera, a wonderful Cuban musician currently residing in Seattle. And also we'll be speaking a little bit with Dr. René Fajardo about the wonderful kids program that is coming up at Lama Park. But now, in honor of that amazing rainstorm that we had last night, I don't know about you guys in Boulder, but in Niwot, pues llovió a cántaros, and it was raining cats and dogs. So this is Juan Luis Guerra.
Cerro de trigo y mapoe, baja por la colina de arroz graneado y continúa el arado con tu querer. Oh, 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 oh. Ojalá el otoño en vez de hojas secas vista mi cosecha epitizale. Sembra una llanura de batata y fresas. Ojalá que llueva café, pa' que en el conuco no se sufra tanto, ay hombre.
Ojalá que llueva café en el campo,
pa' que en Villa Vázquez oigan este canto.
Ojalá que llueva café en el campo.
Ojalá que llueva, ojalá que llueva, ay hombre.
Ojalá que llueva.
Ojalá que llueva café. Ojalá que llueva café en el campo. Sembrar un alto cerro de trigo y mapoe. Arroz craneado y continúa el arado.